from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, a number of medical organizations are suing Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his agency over vaccine recommendations.
The suit was filed Monday in federal court. It comes after Kennedy fired all members of a vaccine panel and pulled recommendations that children and pregnant women get a COVID vaccine. The suit wants that recommendation reinstated, arguing that its removal will cost lives. Some of the groups involved in the suit include the American Public Health Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the American College of Physicians. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
New Jersey has over 1,700 places on its register of historic places, and some of them are distilleries.
A lot of historic places have, you know, a nexus to distillation and alcohol. The history of our country has a lot of alcohol running through it.
Monmouth County State Senator Declan O'Scanlan is co-sponsoring a legislation that Governor Murphy signed into law this week that will create a new historic distillery license allowing these distilleries to sell alcohol. O'Scanlan says the revenue these distilleries make from selling booze would help pay for their expensive maintenance. And the inaugural Atlantic City Air Show will feature an MiG-17 fighter jet, a B-25 Mitchell bomber, and a 4 set of F-16 Fighting Falcons from the New Jersey National Air Guard. The inaugural Visit Atlantic City Soar and Shore Festival is scheduled for July 15th through the 17th. And now the Rue Insurance Business Report. An appeals court is throwing out a rule that was supposed to make it easier to cancel things like subscriptions to streaming services. The Federal Trade Commission's so-called click-to-cancel rule was announced in 2024 with the goal of making it just as simple to cancel something as it was to enroll in it. It was set to take effect in a couple of days, but the court Tuesday said the agency has not done a proper regulatory analysis of the rule. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 217 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit rueinsurance.com. News also brought to you by Guaranteed Service. They do things the right way, on time, in uniform, and with respect for your home. Right now, get a full AC tune-up and safety inspection for just $77. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or go to guaranteedservice.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download a free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how's the weather looking this week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Over the next 12 to 24 hours, somewhere in New Jersey could see 2 to 3 inches of rain. It's just a matter of where, who gets the bullseye of our next batch of solid rain. Most likely that will be along or south of Interstate 195. Where the ground is already saturated, by the way, that's why we once again have to ring alarm bells for flooding. A flood watch in effect for southern and central New Jersey as we move into this evening, with a round of heavy rain and strong thunderstorms moving in. So good night to hunker down, stay at home if you can. It's going to be wet and stormy out there. Low temperatures in the lower 70s. Spotty showers continue tomorrow with lots of clouds. Cooler but still very humid, highs around 80. Friday looks better, partly sunny with a chance of an isolated shower early and late, highs mid-80s. The weekend looks okay with periods of sun, but still a daily chance of a shower or thunderstorm, highs upper 80s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Union 92, Long Branch 85, Vineland 91, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather is brought to you by the Brook Arts Center. In July, the holidays come early. The Brook Arts Center is unwrapping red-hot discounts on this fall's biggest tribute shows. Don't wait. Grab the magic now at brookarts.org. That's brookarts.org.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.